An estimated 34,000 Idahoans behind on their rent could soon get some help from the feds, James Dawson reports.
Idaho House lawmakers passed a bill to let state officials spend $175 million in COVID-19 relief money towards rental and utility assistance. The cash would go directly to landlords and utility providers. Republican Representative Paul Amador says the pandemic has affected low-income residents harder than others.
And they are facing a difficult path forward, and I think this provides them some stability to move forward.
Some of the more conservative Republicans struggled with their vote. Representative Vito Barbieri says he's opposed to the feds adding to the national debt.
This is concerning, and yet we have no choice morally but to make sure that the government makes whole that which is as hurt.
Renters would only be eligible if they make below 80% of the median income in their area. They also must spend more than a quarter of their income on housing and must prove they've been hurt economically by the pandemic. The bill still needs Senate approval. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.